Hello again, I'm Drew Wilder, and it's Your Business, which is heard every weekend at this exact same time, soldered to your radio. And we talk with Stan Sadlak from Steeplechase Advisors every week at this time. And how are you today, Stan?
Hey, we're doing pretty good, thanks.
I'll remind you a little bit that Stan is from Steeplechase Advisors, independently owned and operated business, advising companies all over Connecticut to become more solvent, raising their profit margins, and our show helps with all of his expertise, helping businesses with Stan's background in taxes, insurance, real estate, asset protection, and business succession, even personnel problems. Whether you're a businessman or a businesswoman, even if you're not a businessman or a businesswoman, and you're just a consumer, everything we talk about pretty much relates to you, because it all goes together. And we'll remind you that you can get in touch with Stan at 860-524-3408, 860-524-3408. Tell you at the end of the show how you can sit down with Stan and have him help you in your business. And we have a special guest today. It's Gary Schless from CBRE in Hartford. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, what is CBRE?
CBRE is the largest commercial real estate firm in the world.
Wow. And you're in Hartford?
I'm in Hartford.
So you do commercial real estate?
Correct. Commercial only, no residential.
And that's funny because, Stan, it was your idea to have Gary be on the show as a real resource to help people listening with the show. And you've known Gary for a while. What areas do you think Gary can really help our listeners with?
Well, yeah, I think it can bring us to the reality of what's going on in the real estate market for businesses in not only the greater Hartford area. I mean, Gary did, 92 commercial leases last year.
Wow.
And he just closed on his 59th, I think? 59th. So here is a guy who's in the thicket of things. He knows clearly what he's doing. He's very practical, and for any business that's considering relocating, downsizing, upsizing, this guy has the insight as to what is going on. And I don't say that very lightly, because I've been in this market since the mid-70s, and I remember coming to Hartford when it was very vibrant. It was alive, great restaurants. Honus's Oyster House, Frank's Restaurant, the Brownstone, and it was so vibrant. Today, you come into Hartford, and it's like the Walking Dead. It's a disaster. So I'm doing this a little. You know, I was involved with trying to keep the Whalers, trying to keep the Hartford Ballet, trying to keep the cultural center alive in Hartford, and we need reinforcements. So by bringing Gary on today, I'm trying to reinvigorate. We have to do something in Hartford. We have to move forward. I mean, when I can go to Burlington, Vermont, and not find a parking space on a weekend, or find the least expensive hotel in downtown Burlington to be $850 a month, I mean, a night, I'm sorry.
A night, yeah.
And then we come to Hartford, and you can park anywhere. There's no people around. It's a death zone for future entrepreneurs. We've got to do something. So Gary's the guy.
Yeah,
and he, you know, listen, I hope Mr. Mayor is listening. Yeah. You got a guy who's here and experienced in the trenches. I'm a business guy. I've been around since the 70s. We're going nowhere.
It's a noticeable difference. I mean, I've only been here since 1980, and you used to walk around Hartford in the evening and tons of people. But if Hartford is so slow and things are so dead in Hartford, how did you do 92 leases? Why do businesses want to open up in Hartford if they're
A lot of them are renewals, are people downsizing. They're not necessarily people taking new space. As long as companies need to do something, whether it's take more space, take less space, move to cheaper space, it keeps me busy.
So remote working, and I just heard earlier in the week, I heard that employees, according to a new research study, say hybrid work and pay are the top concerns they have. Remote work and the need to want to work remotely was number three on the list. But another survey I saw a few weeks ago said that Hartford was the second highest in the country for the most highest percentage of people working remotely. I think it was 19% of people work remotely, which I thought was lower than what it was. But they said it was the second highest in the country. So is that what is really hurting real estate, remote working?
I think that's a big part of it. As we all know, people during COVID went to work from home. Companies realized that it's something that can work, is viable, and it saves companies a lot of money in real estate, being able to lease less or no office space. And I think the numbers in Hartford are probably high because of the insurance companies.
Right.
A lot of the insurance companies are letting their employees work from home, work hybrid, and take a lot less space. And I think that's probably why Hartford's number is higher than other places.
So remote working would really be a good thing. If fewer people were working remotely, that would be
one of the best things. For my business, I'll tell you that. But
more important than inflation? Does inflation affect you?
Not too much. It affects more on the sale side of things in commercial real estate, but not as much on the lease side.
Okay, so that's not as much of a factor. So remote working is really, really the key. And that's something that didn't really exist a few years ago up to the pandemic.
Correct, right. I mean, nobody worked from home. I mean, everyone was coming into the office. And now, I mean, you pull into the garage or the parking lots in downtown Hartford, and when they used to be full, I mean, they're half full at best.
So, Gary, if we take a look at, let's say, Glastonbury or West Hartford, and we look at the lease per square foot, and you now compare that to Hartford for comparable property, what is the difference? What is the range?
So West Hartford, Blueback Square is kind of the top of the market for Hartford County.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at $35 to $39 a square foot. Glastonbury Somerset Square is one of the highest in Hartford County. You are looking at the $27, $28, $29 a square foot. Downtown Hartford for Class A buildings, you're in the $20 to $24 a square foot.
Wow. So it's like 40% less.
It is.
Yeah.
But on top of that, in downtown Hartford, you got to pay for parking. That's a key thing, which, if companies pay for their employees' parking, that can add $4, $5, $6, $7 a square foot.
So if the city of Hartford hadn't funded and put in all the money for, let's say, the Yard Goat Stadium, let's say they just paid for the parking in Hartford, would that have been like the best thing that could have happened? Do a promotion, all parking for the next year is free in Hartford.
I mean, it definitely would have helped, but that is a big factor on why companies are not downtown and are in the suburbs.
Interesting. But even with that, you have 92 people, 92 businesses that have done leases in the past year.
Not necessarily in Hartford. That's throughout.
Oh, that's all over. Okay.
Yes, that's Hartford County for the most part.
And do you hear different things from your customers that are buying in Hartford or leasing in Hartford as opposed to leasing in Glastonbury, West Hartford?
Yeah, I mean, I think if someone's in Glastonbury or they're West Hartford, typically it's because that is where the workforce lives. Their decision makers live. I think people think hard, why do we need to be in Hartford and pay for parking?
So that's
and there's got to be a reason for that for them to consider coming downtown.
So that's a major obstacle. Yeah, the parking. So what would you do if you were the mayor of Hartford? How would you get Hartford?
That's a good question. I mean, the other big thing are the taxes.
The
taxes in Hartford are probably double most of the other places in Hartford County, which makes landlords' operating expenses higher, which makes rental rates higher. It's a tough question.
Where do you think the issue of safety factors into this discussion?
I think it's definitely an issue. I think there's definitely companies that are worried about having their people, work late in downtown Hartford.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say the name of the company, but I'm working with a company and they have an office in Hartford and an office in the suburbs. And their plan was to close the office in the suburbs and move everyone to Hartford. And they got back to me about 2 weeks ago and said they had an employee who was assaulted in Hartford.
Wow.
And for that reason, they want to move the people from Hartford to the suburbs.
Huh.
And that was 2 weeks ago.
Really?
That's a everyday occurrence.
Right.
But I think people perceive, they read in the paper that there's murders in Hartford. And while they're not necessarily downtown where all the businesses are, It's the perception that Hartford is not safe.
I was just going to say, perception is reality.
Yep.
Marshall McLuhan said that. So, right, every week or every other week, someone's murdered in Hartford. But when they do the news reports, they don't say the block. It's a murder in Hartford. Yeah. And then you hear Hartford, like the red flag, like stay away.
Right.
So how does Hartford compare to the rest of the state of Connecticut? For example, we have Stamford, New Haven, New London. So what does CBRE kind of compare everything together, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, Fairfield County is kind of a different animal on its own. You know, they get a lot of New York overflow. Rental rates are higher. There's more demand. The rest of the state, you know, has some issues. There's towns like similar to Hartford, you know, Bridgeport, New Haven to some extent. So, you know, it really all depends where a company wants to be, what their needs are, where their workforce lives, in determining the best place for them to be.
So we've seen an exodus of people from Connecticut to states down south. We see many young people, we were just talking about this earlier, who really want to go to school down south instead of stay here. So, and we see the migration to Boston of many young people for the high-tech jobs up there. So do we see any new blood coming into Connecticut in terms of industry, business? Is there an uptick, or is it kind of just status quo?
It's pretty much status quo. They're, you know, I mean, you get companies that are expanding around the country, so they may come to Hartford. But I don't think people are specifically targeting Hartford as somewhere they want to be.
Yeah, you know, the one thing I could never understand for many years is that Hartford is exactly in between Boston and New York City. And I always thought it had a very comparable environment, but at half the cost or a third of the cost. Great place to raise your family. So if you take a look, and I also thought that maybe it would be a good location for disaster recovery purposes. So if a company's in Manhattan, they may have a mothballed sister location in Hartford ready to go if there were a problem, like 9/11. But for some reason, being midway between Boston and New York has just never materialized the way I would have anticipated.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, Hartford has a lot of potential. I mean, you have a river that runs right through the middle of the city, and Hartford just doesn't take advantage of it like they should. I mean, you go to places even like Middletown. That have restaurants on the water. I mean, everywhere down the shore.
Yeah, Middletown's another city that's done really well.
Yes, exactly. I mean, Weathersfield has a restaurant right on the water, and Hartford doesn't do any of that.
Yeah, and it's interesting, Stan, you're bringing up the equal distance between New York and Boston. That was probably the original reason I wanted to move to Connecticut. I figured you can get to New York and get to Boston in 2 hours or 2 hours, 15 minutes, and you're not, you know, in the Poconos in Pennsylvania, we're driving 3 or 4 hours. And again, we're talking with Stan Sadlak from Steeplechase Advisors in Hartford, which we do every week at this time. And it is Your Business, name of the show. I'm Drew Wilder. And our guest today is Gary Schless from CBRE in Hartford, talking all about running a business and leasing a business and why businesses want to or don't want to be in certain areas of Connecticut, including Hartford, and talking about the distance between New York and Boston. And I always thought that would be a major reason that Hartford would be very appealing for businesses to want to open up here. You think that taxes, I mean, Stan brought up taxes. Is that like, would that be, if you had to rank it on a list, would that be ahead of remote work, why people are staying away?
I think that's part of it. I mean, I think people think they have trouble getting quality employees in the Hartford area. I think younger people, like Stan mentioned, are migrating to Boston, to New York South, because they've grown up in Hartford and there's just not a lot to do here.
And Stamford, I've read, is now the largest city in Connecticut. For all those years in the past, Hartford was number one. I was amazed when I saw Stamford is now number one. Hartford, I believe, is number three or four. I think it's four. New Haven and Bridgeport are like two and three.
So in 1975, you could go to the Hartford Civic Center. You could watch a hockey game. You could go out to dinner at Chuck's or Gaetano's. You could go to a local department store called Lutkin's. Go to a great bakery called John Bailey's. Go to Eastern Mountain Sports to get your hiking equipment. I mean, every single shop was filled and it was flourishing. Today, you go there and all you got are a couple of banks.
Yeah, right.
So we definitely went from being a major league town to a minor league town. Once the insurance capital of the country, and I don't know where we are in that perspective right now. So I'm saying this in a very cutting way, but I'm challenging the leaders of the state of Connecticut, of the city of Hartford, is come on, let's do something about this. Hartford is notorious for bringing in new blood and just killing it. How many developers have come to town from New York, from Boston, and they just get fleeced? Yeah. They have great ideas, and they're the white knights on the white horse coming in, and then nothing. So, that's really my challenge, to go out. And I think Hartford has so much potential. And, for young people like Gary and, his family growing, I mean, there is potential here, but it has to be harnessed. So I guess my other question to you is, we do see towns like Middletown that really have come back very nicely. We see new apartments going up everywhere. It just amazes me, these apartments going up and what they're attracting for rent, anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 a month in rent. Where are these people working?
That's a good question. I mean, they keep building more and more apartments in Hartford, and everyone keeps wondering, at some point the market's going to be saturated. And they don't seem to be getting to that point.
Right. And they seem beautiful. I see some of the when they show some of the pictures of some of these apartment buildings going up. It's like, wow, really nice.
Right. And I think one of the issues which you had mentioned is Hartford, in comparison to, call it, Blueback Square in West Hartford or downtown Middletown, is that Hartford is just a lot more spread out. For example, you go to the Yard Goat Stadium, you go to a game, you want to eat first, you want to go to Front Street. You can't walk.
No,
exactly. It's probably 6, 7, 8 blocks, if not farther. People don't necessarily feel safe. It's not like going to West Hartford Center where you have stores and restaurants. Every single one is open. Right. You walk around Hartford, every second, third store is closed. You got to find a restaurant. You got to walk 8 blocks to get from one thing to another. It's just more spread out.
So maybe the city of Hartford should have shuttle buses before games, starting 2.5 hours before the games. But maybe that leads to the other problem. I just don't, when I think of the politicians, they don't, in Connecticut, they're not pro-growth. So all these ideas, free parking for a year, shuttle buses, I can't imagine it'll ever happen in my lifetime unless there's a major shift politically in this area, because they just don't think that way. Pro-growth doesn't mean more revenue to the towns, to them. Someone once said, to run for higher offices in politics, you should have to be required to have an economics degree or some background.
So, Drew, how many grocery stores are in downtown Hartford?
Zero, right?
Right.
Yeah, zero.
I mean, that tells you a lot in and of itself.
Right. Right. Well, I think part of that is the people that live downtown all have cars. It's not a walking city like New York where people don't have cars.
Right.
People in Hartford have cars. You can get in the car and drive 5 minutes and be at a Super Stop and Shop in Weathersfield.
Right.
So, I don't think you need one downtown, although it would be nice and convenient. I just don't think anyone's really thought that it's a need.
Well, I keep hearing Front Street is a happening area, and that Pratt Street is coming back into this happening area. Are they really coming back, or is that just PR talk?
I mean, Front Street, I think, does pretty well. Capitol Grill is a destination. Yeah. People go to Bear's Barbecue.
Yeah.
So I think Front Street's doing okay. Pratt Street, there's some restaurants. There's a couple bars. They tried closing the street to traffic.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure that is working.
Yeah, I never see anyone walking on Pratt Street. I think I was telling Stan that a few months ago. I was there like a few times, like at 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a weekday. No one. I was the only one on the block.
No, right. I mean, like St. Patrick's Day, it's packed, crowded and things like that. But yeah, on a normal Wednesday afternoon, there's nobody.
So what did Front Street do that Pratt Street should learn from?
That's a good question. I mean, they bought in, I think, destination. You know, people go to Capitol Grill because it's a destination. It's a high-end restaurant. People want to go there.
Hmm.
You know, there's mom-and-pop liquor stores. There's, you know, Vaughn's. There's, you know, some bars, but nothing that I would really say is a destination that is going to cause people to come down to Hartford and Pratt Street.
Right. So you need to make it a destination.
So why do they go to West Hartford Center?
Well, I think West Hartford Center, you can park, you can walk around. There's a ton of restaurants. There's a ton of shops, you know, that people can walk into. We don't have that in Hartford. You walk down Pratt Street or wherever, there's no shops. Everything's closed.
Right. I think you hit the nail on the head that people can walk around. You know, that's why, for example, Evergreen Walk over in Manchester, the people have left the malls to go over to that area because they can walk around.
Yep.
They feel safe and secure. And that's a necessary ingredient.
It's amazing because when Blueback Square was coming in and they were voting for, I never thought that would do well. I'm amazed it does so well.
No, and I mean, you get a lot of office tenants that want to be in West Hartford Center and are willing to pay $39 a square foot versus $22 a square foot just to be in West Hartford Center, be able to walk around at lunch, go to shops, and have people walking around.
And I remember when West Hartford Center was boarded up for the most part.
I was just going to say that. You took words right out of my mouth.
So, yes, Hartford.
In the 90s, it was like nothing was happening.
Right. Hartford does have potential. It can be rebuilt, but we need to have more than a discussion on this. We need action. It's like I also think one of the big problems is that we have so many nonprofit buildings, if you will, ranging from hospitals to state government buildings that really do have a negative impact on the tax base of the city.
Right. They're not paying taxes.
Right.
So everyone else has to make up for that. Yeah. So how do you resolve that?
Well, there's got to be a part of the mission here has to be to equalize it. I mean, I believe that the nonprofits or the state governments have to contribute to the services that run the city in an abnormal way. They have to contribute. You can't just take advantage of all the resources here and not contribute to the tax base. And I mean, I wish I had a simple answer, but it needs to be addressed because that's really the crux of the problem with the city.
So if you had one thing, Gary, and again, Gary Schless from CBRE in Hartford is our guest with me and Stan Sadlak from Steeplechase Advisors in Hartford. If you could wave a magic wand and have one thing happen that would bring Hartford back, what would that be?
That's a good question. I don't know that you can do it with one thing.
Yeah,
I think it's a combination of things. I mean, it's the parking. It's making people feel safe. It's more destination things to get people downtown, get them walking around, get them going to the restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that there's just one thing that can be done.
I have to laugh. I was downtown, so I needed to run over to the ATM. So I parked in a parking space, and I just ran over 25 feet away to the ATM and used it. And when I came back, there was a parking ticket on my car.
I knew you were going to say that one too.
$45.
Yeah, they're relentless. $45.
$45.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, they're watching.
I mean, I don't know where this person was. And, you know, obviously I should have put my 50 cents into the parking meter. But
at least they have meters that you can use credit cards because there's some towns, I think Middletown, you have to have the quarters.
Right.
I mean, who's sitting there with 12 quarters.
That's right.
I mean, they have apps on your phone now. They have everything.
Right.
You can pay the meter. It makes it easy.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. So, and real estate, well, hopefully Hartford comes back. I mean, we all want it to. It's got so much going for it, potentially. I mean, the New York to Boston midpoint connection. And Stan, you brought up a good point, getting young people back in. That's really
a
key.
I think Gary brought up the cure to this whole problem. And that is there's no one approach. You cannot wait for the Travelers or the Hartford to solve the problems. We used to have the bishops running the city of Hartford and that was very effective. I remember my days of, I'd go to the University Club, I'd go to the Hartford Club, great restaurants that are all gone. So you need to bring back small business. That's very, very important. and you need to make people feel safe walking the streets. You need to have affordable parking. People don't mind paying for parking, but they want to pay $50 to go in the park.
Right.
And it, so it's, you need, and you need to have the companies, you know, go out and, you know, rent that space, take care of it. But we all have to contribute to the betterment of the city. And if the city's better, the suburbs will be better. Yeah. So it has to be a well-rounded approach. And hopefully at some point, some way, there will be leadership that will endorse that.
Right. You have to have leadership, the government, promoting it and advocating that. And again, talking with Stan Sadlak every week at this time. We talk to Stan Sadlak from Steeplechase Advisors. It is your business. And again, like we say, even if you don't own a small, mid, or large size business, everyone's affected by what happens to businesses, as this show really shows. And Stan can help you with taxes, insurance, real estate asset protection, business succession, even personnel problems. And Stan's been around since 1972? Four?
76.
76. So just about 50 years. And how can people get in touch with you, Stan?
Just give me a call, 860-524-3408. And I would like to ask Gary, as we come to a close here today, to say, what would be your words of wisdom to our listening audience?
I would say, don't be so easy to let your employees work from home. My personal opinion is 90 to 95% of employees are not as productive working from home. And while it seems like the thing to do, I think you're not going to be as productive. The company's going to suffer. There's not going to be the culture, the collaboration. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to have a hard time retaining employees when they can go to other companies very easily because they don't know their coworkers. They haven't been out to happy hour with them.
And maybe that'll become easier as unemployment goes up with interest rates going up.
Right, exactly.
Employees can't call the shots.
My one thing.
How do people get in touch with you, Gary, in 10 seconds?
You could reach me at 860-987-4792.
Great. Gary Schless, CBRE, Hartford, Stan Sadlak, Steeplechase Advisors, 860-524-3408. Stan would be more than happy to sit down with you, help your business. I'm Drew Wilder. We'll hear from you and speak to you at this time every weekend. And thanks so much for listening.